Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live here on the campus of the Tigers. Lee Scott and Dable ready to do battle. And a bit of an unorthodox start here, as we're going to have a little bit of a quick Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. But possibly a flyover, as there is a bat flying around the Dadeville gym that might delay things here for just a minute or two. It seems like that is drawing all of the attention here. But as we welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off, the Russell Building Supply, we remind you, it's brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Russell Do It Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Man, the bat really is doing a complete flyover throughout here. A beautiful arena here on the campus of the Tigers. It's Lee Scott and David. I'm sure you can hear the screams around me, as again, it seems like we're going to get everything settled out here prior to tip off. But Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We might be able to get things going here. We might have a fan come in to a little bit of rescue. But setting the scene for you this evening, Lee Scott in their road blues with the red stripes going down the side. The Dadeville Tigers in their home whites with the power black and gold stripe going down the side of their jerseys. Lee Scott comes into play today sitting at 10-10, but area play is where it all matters. Lee Scott is 1-0. Both the girls and the boys are undefeated so far. Again, that area game before Christmas break against Beulah, looking very, very big and looming large now, as we're still trying to get everything sorted here. It might be Coach Johnson coming to do the final touches, as again, a bat is flying around. You've heard of a lot of delays, whether that be lighting or whatever it may be. They're now bringing a full ladder and some Tupperware bins. We got everything here for you in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. But again, wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy Basketball all season long. We have a very popular night here on Tiger Country 104.5 on our sister stations on 96.3 W. Lee, Jacob Goins, and the Auburn High Tigers will be getting going in just a little bit. And then on Wings 94.3, Andy Burcham and the squad have the Auburn Tigers inside Neville Arena as they will take on Mississippi State. The Bulldogs coming into town ranked 15th, taking on the top-ranked Tigers. They will be without Janai Broom tonight. But again, you can check out all of that action. The Radio Alabama app is where you need to be. You can check out Tiger Country on there. You can check out 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn University basketball game, as we have finally taken care of business. It looks like, not even exactly sure what it is, but something with a long pole and some grippers on the end of it. They have taken care of business, and now looks like we're just about ready for tip-off. We'll go ahead and stay right here. Might as well on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll get you those keys to the game tonight. Those are brought to you by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. I think the first one for the Warriors tonight is to keep your composure on the road. You will be favorites in this game, but if you're able to take care of business, that makes that about a 30-minute drive a whole lot happier back to Auburn, Alabama. Second key to the game is control the offensive and the defensive rebounds. But we're going to go ahead. We're skipping the national anthem and the starting lineups. We're underway. Lee Scott will be going left to right as we see it here on the visiting side. Dadeville from right to left. Again, Warriors in their road blue. The power stripe of red going down the side. Red numbers with the white logo, or the white outline, rather, as the ball sits right here in the short corner, right in front of us here on the campus of the Tigers. Lee Scott and Dadeville just underway here on Tiger Country 104.5. I try to kick it back out to the corner. And it will be a turnover on the Tigers, something that Lee Scott loves to force on the defensive end of the floor. One turnover for the Dadeville Tigers. A big note for Lee Scott Academy, number 21, Camden Cleveland, back in action in blue tonight. She stands with the ball at the top of the key. Now Sydney Dunlap tries to find Clark Ivett in the far corner, the near corner, rather. Throws it out of bounds off the hands of a Tiger. Clark Ivett takes the inbound pass, and she dribbles right around the top of the key. She'll skip past it to Haynes Kesey. Her far corner three is too short. Rebounds is unable to be tracked down by the Tigers. It will stay with the Warriors on the far end of the floor. No score here. Just about a minute underway on the campus of the Tigers. A beautiful gymnasium. They gave us a fantastic setup. A thank you to everybody at Dadeville for hooking up the Lee Scott Sports Network. Clark Ivett dribbling right at the top of the key. After some hesitation, will finally pull it, and she knocks it down from distance. Clark Ivett gets the scoring started for the Warriors, and they lead 3-0. Full court pressure set up by the Warriors. Ball overthrown, and Riley Fields playing that safety position comes away with the steal. Clark Ivett, now a nice pass, and it was Sydney Dunlap right on the right side. Warriors quickly up 5-0 here, a minute and a half underway. Ball quickly, and now in the advance to the short corner, now up to the top of the key. A fight for it right around the free throw line, right at the right elbow. They'll call a jump ball. And since Dadeville won the tip, it will be Lee Scott basketball. Once again, going left to right on your radio dial. And as we see it here in the away section at the home of the Tigers. Ball in the near corner. Sydney Dunlap thought about the three, now decides to take it, and she knocks it down. Sydney Dunlap, 5 early points here. Ball poked away by Haynes Kesey. Sydney Dunlap, if you missed last week's game, arguably the best win so far of this season for Lee Scott Academy, the girls varsity basketball, and Coach Corey Harrison's very, very young squad. They defeated the undefeated Holtville Bulldogs, who were 15-0 until they made their way into Samford Gymnasium. Lee Scott defeated them 44-36 as Clark Ivett gets a steal. It was Sydney Dunlap, only had 5 points. But defensive coordinator Coach Osment and myself mentioned it plenty of times that it was Sydney Dunlap played such a key role in that victory, doing just about everything right, especially in the categories that don't necessarily have stats. Did a fantastic job. Warriors lead 8-0, and another steal on the inbounds. And that time it is Sydney Dunlap once again. The right-handed reverse layup is up and good. Warriors now with 10 here in the first 2.5 minutes. Left-handed layup from Camden Cleveland won't go. She'll get the offensive rebound, but couldn't get the ball up in time. She pivoted her feet and will get called for steps. Sydney Dunlap, 7 early points here in this first quarter. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second one with them here. 10-0 just underway in the first quarter. Lee Scott out in front of the Tigers of Dadeville here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, The Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
A 10-0 run for Lee Scott. Clark Ivett with the steal on the inbounds, unable to get the right-handed layup to go. Sidney Dunlap with the offensive rebounds. The putback actually gets blocked on the way up. She'll get called for the travel. I thought there was some contact from behind, but a 10-0 run for Lee Scott to get the night started. 5:12 to play here in this opening period. Christian Griffin here with you all night long on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Ball quickly advanced over half court, and Haynes Kesey will knock it out of bounds under her own basket. Or under the Tigers' basket, rather. It'll stay right here on this near side. Ball gets inbounded, now sits on the right wing. It was Clark Ivett wearing number one, knocks it out of bounds. It will stay with the Tigers. 4:53 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 10. Ball sits at the top of the key, trying to find somebody. Lee Scott defense playing man-to-man right now, doing a nice job. Ball gets inside. The paint falls down and now lays on top of the ball. It's got to be either a travel or a jump ball. They will call the jump ball. It was Camden Cleveland that forced the tie up. They'll say that it will stay with the Tigers. A substitution for Dadeville. Amari Russell will check in for Harmony Harris. 4.5 to play. Warriors lead by 10. Ball working around the perimeter. Right-handed layup won't go. Sydney Dunlap came away with a defensive rebound but had her right foot standing on the baseline. And what feels like the longest possession for Dadeville will continue as the inbounder stands right on the second D in Dadeville. They're trying to find it inside to number 14, Maddox. Guarded by Riley Field. She'll try a long distance three, and that one will come up well short and will roll out of bounds. Lee Scott will take over. Clark Ivett sprints across the timeline, and now a skip pass to Haynes Kesey. Her shot gets blocked. Riley Field's offensive rebound can't get it to go, and the Tigers clear it. They now have transition numbers if they decide to use it. They will split the defense. Right-handed layup is too strong, and Riley Fields rips down the rebound, and I believe they called yet another jump ball. Now it will go with the Warriors. Haynes Kesey has it right at the free throw line. A skip pass to Sydney Dunlap, now to Camden Cleveland on the right wing. She's trying to create a little bit of separation. Left-handed dribble now down to Clark Ivett, now down low to Haynes Kesey. Her left-handed layup will go, plus the foul. Haynes Kesey gets on the board for the first time tonight, looking to capitalize on the three-point opportunity. Warriors lead 12-0. Free throw from Kesey, can't rattle it home. Offensive rebounds with Sutton Lewis, but she'll get called for the travel. Scoreboard says 13. There we go. It just got fixed. It is 12-0 halfway through this opening period here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors doing a fantastic job creating pressure even in their own half court on the full court trap. Sutton Lewis comes away with a steal on the far side. Haynes Kesey now to Clark Ivett, and she dribbles up the timeline. We'll sit on the left wing. Haynes Kesey thought about the three. I'm sorry. No, that is Maggie Herndon, who just checked into the contest. Pump faked. I believe she thought about the three and then realized she had a defender right there, so she'll get called for the up-and-down travel. Another turnover for the Warriors. That is their fourth so far here in this contest. Dadeville only has three. Left-handed layup, no good. Sutton Lewis with the rebound. Warriors are off and running with 3 minutes to play in the first period. Maggie Herndon, right-handed layup is up and good. Herndon didn't necessarily have a great angle, and I don't think that that one hit the backboard at all, but she got it to go. Warriors now lead by two touchdowns. Very close to a backcourt, and it will be called a backcourt on the Tigers. Trying to find the point guard, hadn't quite established herself here in this front court. So now the fourth turnover for the Tigers. Clark Ivett setting the offense. Down to Lucy Zellner, back out to Clark Ivett. Skip pass to the corner. Maggie Herndon will dribble all the way up to the top of the key. Pass it to Clark Ivett, and she will reset. The Tigers running like a 1-2-2, kind of a matchup 2-3, if you will. 8-foot floater won't go for Herndon. Tigers clear the rebound and now have transition numbers. 2-on-1, and Clark Ivett will not allow a free layup. She'll get called for the personal foul. Tigers will head to the free throw line. 14-0 here early with 2:16 remaining in the opening period. Amari Russell stands at the free throw line. That one well off to the right. Three Tigers will sub in. Three Tigers will sub out. The five on the floor for the Warriors. It's Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, Lucy Zellner, Maggie Herndon, and Sutton Lewis. Second free throw on the way. That one off the backboard, then the back iron, no good. And Sutton Lewis, yet another rebound. Clark Ivett dribbles it to the left elbow. The ball gets knocked out of bounds right around the scorer's table with 2:03 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors lead 14-0 over the area matchup. The Tigers of Dadeville. Maggie Herndon working her way in the short corner. They'll call a foul on the floor prior to the shot. She did get it to go, but they'll say that it was prior to the shot attempt. Warriors will inbound the basketball under their own basket. Clark Ivett now to Lucy Zellner. Her 6-foot jumper can't get it to go. And the Tigers with another rebound. They tried to go in transition, wasn't wise. Haynes Kesey comes away with a steal. Now she's running the floor. Clark Ivett, her right corner three, got it. Clark Ivett with two big threes here in this opening period. Warriors extend the lead to 17-0. Ivett now gets a steal right around half court. Warriors have numbers, a crossover and a pass to the low block. Now out to Sutton Lewis, now to Maggie Herndon. Thought about the three. Haynes Kesey now with it on the left wing. She dribbles around the key. Clark Ivett, same spot. Can't get it. Toilet bowl roll. Wanted to say the same spot, same result. But the Warriors and Maggie Herndon win the offensive rebound. And Haynes Kesey now kicks it to Clark Ivett. Now down low to Lucy Zellner. And Lucy with the right-handed layup is on the board. Clark Ivett thought about the three, but the pump fake, it drew the defender in. And Lucy Zellner was wide open on the right block and made him pay. Warriors lead is 19-0 here, under a minute to play in the opening period. A reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Warriors unable to convert, but get a steal on the other end. And Lucy Zellner, oh, I apologize, it's Sutton Lewis. She gets her right-handed layup to go. Warriors lead 21-0. Tigers just trying to get something going on the offensive end of the floor. Layup won't go, and now a fight for it. Two Tigers had it. They ripped it away from one another. The elbow jumper won't go. Lucy Zellner with the rebound. 22 seconds to play. Maggie Herndon drives short corner, gets fouled on the way up, and she will earn a trip to the free throw line. A nice job by the Warriors, able to clear the rebound, and without a dribble, already have the ball across half court and ready to drive. First free throw from Herndon is short, can't get the friendly roll. Second free throw is good. Herndon splits the pair. She is up to three so far in the contest. 20 seconds and counting here in this first quarter. Warriors creating all sorts of pressure on the defensive end of the floor. Stella Henderson now with the pressure. Far three won't go. Sutton Lewis there on the contest. Maggie Herndon dribbles it up, and she doesn't necessarily see how much time is on the clock. So the Warriors unable to get a shot up to end the first quarter. But a fantastic first quarter here on the road on the campus of the Dadeville Tigers. Warriors lead 22-0 after the first 8 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Through the first 8 minutes, they lead 22-0. Here, of course, a tie-up on the defensive end of the floor, and they will take possession of the basketball. Clark Ivett running right across the Tiger eyes, planted at center court. Three-pointer from Sydney Dunlap on the right wing. She gets it to go. Sydney Dunlap now in double figures already. The three-pointer has fallen so far. Camden Cleveland comes away with a steal at half court. Sydney Dunlap on the right block. Goes up and gets hacked from behind. And she'll work her way for two at the stripe. Sydney Dunlap, seven in the first period. Already three here in the first 30 seconds. Looking to make it more. First free throw off the left side of the rim. Had a little bit of a delay to get going here this evening, but it is all Warriors through the first 8-plus minutes. But we do want to remind you that tonight's opening tip is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Right wing three from the Tigers is short, but I believe they're going to call a foul on the closeout. They will. It's Haynes Kesey. She'll get called for the personal foul. I guess they didn't allow the shooter to land, so Harmony Harris will work her way to the line. Lee Scott, 25. Dadeville still zero after the first free throw is too strong. I was going to wait possibly until all three free throws were shot, but the second one is too strong as well. Third free throw on the way for Harris and the Tigers. All three with the same result. Offensive rebound, however, and the putback is good. Kaiva Maddox finally takes the lid off the cylinder for the Tigers. Sydney Dunlap will try another right wing three. That one too strong. Rebound with Naiva Maddox going the other way. All the way down to the elbow. Now to the top of the key. Three well too strong. Offensive rebound, however, with the Tigers. But a jump ball. Riley Fields does a nice job getting her hand on the ball. The jump ball will keep it right here with the Tigers. .626 remaining before halftime. Warriors lead is 23. Inbound pass right under the basket and a foul on the layup. It'll be Jaden Burns. And she got hacked by Riley Fields. First free throw from Burns. There's nothing but nets. Two Tigers sub in, two Tigers sub out. Five on the floor for the Warriors. Clark, Ivett, Sydney Dunlap, Camden, Cleveland, Maggie Herndon, and Riley Field. Second free throw, no good. Camden, Cleveland with the rebound, and Clark Ivett now takes it coast to coast. She kicks it out to the corner. Maggie Herndon's three is short. Fights for her own offensive rebound, unable to get it. And now Clark Ivett's all by herself on the far side. A kick out for the right corner three. And Harmony Harris, she loves that right wing. She's taken two or three already so far in the contest. That time she knocks it down. Clark Ivett tries to respond off the back iron. Camden Cleveland with the rebound. Now to Herndon. Now back to Clark Ivett. Clark Ivett will try it again, this time from 16 feet. And she buries it. Clark Ivett continuing to do what she does here in this second quarter. The three once again from Harris. This time too strong. Ivett with the rebound. Warriors running the floor. Clark Ivett now decides to slow things down. At Dunlap, Camden Cleveland on their left elbow. Too strong off the back iron. A fight for the basketball. It's Clark Ivett that comes away with it at the half court line. A lot of contact, no foul. But Ivett on the right block, a little right-handed hook shot over her left shoulder. And she knocks it down. Warriors now lead 29-6. 5 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Left wing three by the Tigers. This time it's Jaden Burns. So Burns now with four following the free throw and that three. Clark Ivett tries to respond once again. The three too short. But Sydney Dunlap with yet another offensive rebound. Tigers keeping a 2-3 zone. Warriors are able to split it. It's down with Riley Fields. Left-handed layup on the left block. And that's too easy for number 34 in blue. Warriors lead is 21. They lead 22. They lead 31-9. Journalism major math. Another three for the Tigers. That one well strong and should be going the other way. They'll say that it was out on the Warriors, rather, so it will stay right here on this side of the basket. Sutton Lewis and Lucy Zellner will check in for Camden Cleveland and Riley Fields. Again, great to see Camden Cleveland back in the jersey and back on the floor. 4 minutes to play. Should have been a travel. Will get called. And now we're going the other way with 3:58 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors 31. The Tigers of Dadeville 9. Warriors looking to move to 11-10 on the season. A lot of contact with Ivett. No foul. They're going to say that Clark Ivett was the last one to knock it out of bounds. So I guess we're coming back this way. But looking to move to 11-10 on the season. But most importantly, looking to move to 2-0 in area play. Again, Warriors defeated Beulah before Christmas break. Both the girls and the boys varsity squads did, so both teams looking to move to 2-0 tonight. Three from straight away is no good. Maggie Herndon, the rebound. Out to Ivett. She runs the floor. Herndon thought about the three, the pump fake. Now down low. They try to find Sutton Lewis, almost knocked out of bounds, but saved by the Tigers. And a 2-on-0 fast break. Right-handed layup from Amari Russell is good. 31-11. Tigers outscoring the Warriors here in this second quarter. Maggie Herndon drives baseline, couldn't get the floater to go. Hit both sides of the rim, but the Tigers with the defensive rebound, they'll clear it. And we're going the other way. Ball at the top of the key, now to the corner. Clark Ivett wrestling for the basketball. She's able to find her teammate Maggie Herndon in a 2-on-2 fast break. Herndon threw a lot of contact, shot gets blocked. So the Warriors will keep it under their own basket. 2.5 to play before halftime. Ivett finds Lewis. Now to Herndon. Now to Dunlap. And now Clark Ivett's all the way on the far side of where she inbounded the basketball. But the three is short. They try to transition to the Tigers. But it goes off the head of the Tiger who wasn't paying attention. And now Lucy Zellner on the other end of the floor from a great pass from Clark Ivett. Lucy Zellner, right-handed layup is good. Zellner now with 4 points here in the contest. A basket in each quarter as we hit the two-minute mark in the second quarter. Warriors lead is 22. They lead 33-11. Zellner now gets a block on this end of the floor. The Warriors fighting for the basketball on the far sideline. The Tigers work their way all the way, get 2 feet in the paint, and will get called a shooting foul. I believe they got Lucy Zellner. No, they got Ivett. So Amari Russell will shoot two at the free throw line. First free throw, too strong off the back iron, goes right back to the shooter. Stella Henderson will check in for the Warriors, check in for Sydney Dunlap, who will take a breather. 14 fouls for the Warriors, none for the Tigers. 0-for-2 from the charity, stripe is Amari Russell. Lucy Zellner rips down the long rebound. Clark Ivett has it at the top of the key with 1:42 to play in the first half. They try to feed Lucy Zellner on the low block, but it gets stolen away. But Maggie Herndon with a steal and her layup blocked from behind. A lot of contact here on the far end of the floor. Warriors can't seem to buy a whistle. Thankfully, their lead is 22. Trying to set up a play. Are the Warriors under their own basket? Lucy Zellner has it now back out to the point guard, Ivett. Skip pass that time. Gets read perfectly. Intercepted by the Tigers. Amari Russell has it under her own basket. Had nowhere to go. Will try to find her teammate in the far corner, but it gets knocked away by Maggie Herndon. Riley Fields will check in, as will Camden Cleveland. Kennedy Gilbert also into the contest for the Warriors. Ball sitting on this far side, right wing three. Can't get it to go. A fight for the rebound actually comes away into the hands of Camden Cleveland and then knocked out of bounds. Warriors will keep possession with 58.7 remaining in the second quarter. Clark Ivett has it dribbling through the teeth of the defense out to Camden Cleveland at the top of the key. Thought about the three, now a bounce pass to Kennedy Gilbert. Now Ivett with a free reign to the basket. Instead, she kicks it all the way to the corner. Three ball well short by Stella Henderson. I thought Ivett had a wide open layup, decided not to take it, and now numbers for the Tigers. Through a lot of contact, no foul. Offensive rebounds from the missed layup by the Tigers. Straight away three, too strong off the back iron. It actually goes straight up and goes over the backboard. 33-11. Lee Scott leads the Dadeville Tigers. With 15 seconds, we'll see if the Warriors hold for the last shot. Instead, Camden Cleveland has other ideas. Her left wing three off the glass. And she gets it to go. A smile as she works her way down the end of the floor. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second of shot. Good if it goes, but well too strong by the Tigers. Camden Cleveland banks in a three to end the second quarter to give the Warriors a 25-point lead into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, and that is where we will go when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
through two quarters of play here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Again, 36-11. Warriors out in front have looked really, really well. A bit of a quieter half, or a bit of a quieter second quarter, rather. But still playing great on the offensive and the defensive side of the basketball. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Going down the lineup, Clark Ivett with 10. Haynes Kesey has 2. Sydney Dunlap leads the way for the Warriors. She has 11. Lucy Zellner with 4. Maggie Herndon with 3. Camden Cleveland with 3. Sutton Lewis with 2. And Riley Fields with 2. So well-distributed scoring margins for the Warriors. Clark Ivett and Sydney Dunlap had really big first quarters for the Warriors. Sydney Dunlap had 7. Clark Ivett had 6. Really got the Warriors going. And when the Warriors of Lee Scott are able to get into their trap following made baskets, that's when they can create a whole lot of havoc and a whole lot of trouble on the opposing teams. They did so especially in that first quarter, again, off of a made basket, being able to set up that full court press, create a lot of live ball turnovers. Dadeville, they have 7 turnovers here in the first half. Feels like a whole lot more, but a lot of long rebounds and quick shots have turned into transition opportunities for the Warriors as well, as they lead 36-11. Again, we thank you for joining us, whether it's on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, either of the live streams. We appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball, like you have and like you do all season long. In just a few minutes, we will have the tip between Auburn University and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. That's over on Wings 94-3. Andy Burcham and the squad, they've already gotten things going on the pregame show. And Jacob Goins and the Auburn High Tigers will be getting going here in just a few moments as well. That on 96-3 W. Lee. The Tigers taking on Benjamin Russell. So not quite an area game, but another fine-tuned matchup as the Tigers defeated Opelika last night. Girls dominated, and I believe the boys came down to the wire but still handled business on the road at the Bulldogs. It's 36-11 here. Lee Scott leads the Tigers of Dadeville in their home floor, the home of the Tigers. Again, a beautiful gymnasium. The home section is humongous. Probably 15, 20 rows go all the way up the side here on this away section. About 6 or 7 rows, but again, those go the length of the floor. So a beautiful campus, a beautiful gymnasium here on the campus of the Dadeville Tigers. But it's been all Warriors through 16 minutes of play. They lead 36-11. When we come back, we'll have the start of the Mountain High Outfitters third quarter. When we come back, you're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs, the dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors get the basketball to start this third quarter. They're now going right to left on your radio dial as we see it here, standing on the away side of Dadeville's gymnasium. Clark Ibitz, one dribble pull up and the elbow jumper. She's able to knock it down. Warriors lead 38-11. Transition opportunity for the Tigers, unable to convert. Layup no good. And Sydney Dunlap knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Tigers basketball just underway here. And a reminder that the second half tip-off is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can check out their store today, right across from the Auburn University campus. I believe they're going to get Sydney Dunlap on a hold foul on the shot. So Amari Russell will shoot two free throws. Free throw line has not been friendly to the Tigers so far here tonight. The Warriors, I don't know if they've shot but two or three. 0 for 2 at the charity stripe. Riley Fields comes away with a defensive rebound. Haynes Kesey has numbers. Easy pass to Sydney Dunlap. Might have taken one extra step, but no whistle. An easy right-handed layup is up and good. Clark Ivett thought about the three after getting the steal. She kicks it to Haynes Kesey. Short corner, 18-foot jumper, and she buries it. Warriors now lead 42-11. Just over a minute into this third quarter. Haynes Kesey with a reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get a substitution, and it will be Haynes Kesey. She will sub out. A little bit of frustration. The girl wearing number two. She thought it was a couple of weak fouls. Warriors poked the ball out of bounds. Once again, 6:40 to play here in this third period. Riley Fields defending the basketball well. She comes away with a steal. She finds Clark Ivett, and they'll slow things down, and the Warriors will set up in the half court. Ivett, a crossover dribble. Nobody picks her up until she gets 2 feet all the way in the paint, comes to a jump stop, and the 2-foot jumper is up and good. Ivett, another steal, this time the 8-foot jumper, and she buries it once again. Clark Ivett starts 3 for 3 here in this third quarter. She has all 6 for the Warriors in this third period. And now a block on the other end on the right wing. It was Ivett once again, and now a block by Maggie Herndon. Herndon comes away with the basketball following the rebound from Riley Fields. Clark Ivett will slow things down as she works her way across the timeline. 46-11, 5:45 to play in this third period. Ball gets poked away as Ivett tried to find Herndon here in this short corner right in front of us. .540 to play here in the third quarter. Ivett skip pass to Riley Fields. Left-handed layup, well too strong. Rebounds with Amari Russell. And she'll take the Warriors 1-on-3, but is able to split them. In the inside-handed layup from the left side is up and good. Didn't have the numbers, decided to take on the teeth of the Warriors' defense anyways. Maggie Herndon now in the corner right here in front of us, and she knocks it down. Maggie Herndon had a big three in the first quarter, knocks down another one here in the third. Warriors continue to extend their lead. They lead 49-13. They've outscored the Tigers 13-2 here in this third period. 13-2. Here in this third period. Some substitutions by both teams. Lucy Zellner checks into the game for the Warriors. And another cheap foul here right in front of us, right in front of the Warriors' sideline. It's Maggie Herndon, and she kind of throws her hands up saying, where is the foul? I kind of agree with her. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Tigers trying to get something started on the offensive end of the floor. Right-handed layup won't go. Offensive rebound and the putback no good. Clark Ivett comes away with the rebound. It gets poked away. It will stay Warrior basketball going the length of the floor. Ivett power dribbles her way up the floor. Warriors going to a 3-2 matchup, 2-3. Another skip pass to Maggie Herndon. Now to Lucy Zellner on the low block. She was unable to come away with the basketball cleanly, and it's going to be a tie-up on this left block right in front of us. And the possession arrow gives it to the Tigers. Clock continuing to tick down, approaching the 3.5 minute mark. Ball working around the perimeter. Now right around, right in between the corner and the elbow. Jumper no good. Rebound with the Warriors and a loose ball foul and over the back foul on the Tigers. That's the first foul on Dadeville in a quarter and a half. Stella Henderson will try her luck from deep. Couldn't get it to go. It was unable to track down her offensive rebound. It'll go out of bounds into the second row of the home stands. And with 3 minutes to play, the Tigers will take over. Warriors on the road. They lead the Dadeville Tigers 49-13. Clark Ibbett, good on-ball defense, unable to completely get the steal. But again, defensive pressure forcing the Tigers to start their offense around the volleyball line. Lucy Zellner stood her ground and got ran into, but another foul on the Warriors. That's now their fifth team foul. So because of that, for the final 2 minutes of this third quarter, the Tigers will shoot free throws. Amari Russell unable to knock it. Unable to knock the first one down. Second free throw is up and good. She splits the pair. Russell's up to five, leading the scorers for the Tigers. Under 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Warriors lead 49-14. Skip pass to Maggie Herndon. And that gets blocked out of bounds. Herndon, you can see it right in front of us. She was calling for the basketball. Looked like she was shooting that one regardless. Kennedy Gilbert will check into the game for Herndon. Ball gets poked away, but will stay right here with the Warriors. Ivan stands with it right at the top of the key. Now to Henderson, now down low to Lucy Zellner. And look, the Warriors will shoot free throws. It's been since the first quarter since we've seen one. First free throw rattles in and out for Lucy Zellner. Sydney Dunlap will check in for Clark Ibbett. Second free throw on the way and good for Lucy Zellner. 42 seconds and counting to play here in this third quarter. Warriors lead is 36. They lead 50-14 over the Tigers of Dadeville. Ball staying on the left side of the perimeter, down to the short corner, now to the far block, and the far corner, now the wing. Now they finally work their way along the other side of the perimeter. Three ball well too strong. And Kennedy Gilbert comes away with the rebound. Now to the short corner, and Sutton Lewis with 10. Now with 9, trying to find something. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Sydney Dunlap has it at the top of the key. Warriors have to get a shot up. And it's Stella Henderson that tries. Shot gets blocked and will go out of bounds. Actually, the shot clock and the game clock will expire prior to the ball going out of bounds. I thought there might have been a second or two, but they'll decide to let it go to the fourth quarter. Warriors with a big-time third quarter. They lead 50-14. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we return on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Warriors get the basketball to start the fourth quarter, but turn it over as they try and find Riley Fields right at the free throw line. Layup, however, for the Tigers won't go, and Haynes Kesey rips down the defensive rebound. She finds Clark Ivett, and the Warriors will slow things down in their own half court. 50-14, Lee Scott out in front of the Tigers. Kesey now patrolling the offense. She finds Clark Ivett, who kicks it out to Sydney Dunlap, pump faked, and it got stolen from behind. I think they're going to call a jump ball, and they will. Possession arrow will keep it. 'll actually say that the arrow is not correct. Maybe it's not updating. That's what it is, not updating on the scoreboard, so I don't necessarily see it, but I can now see the light at the scorer's table. They will give it to the Tigers. Right corner three, no good. Kesey, another long rebound. 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Sydney Dunlap has it now. Clark Ivett now pass to the corner, and Haynes Kesey threw some contact now to Camden Cleveland. Thought about the jumper, decided not to take it. And Sydney Dunlap will draw a reach-in foul from Amari Russell. 50-14, Lee Scott out in front of the Tigers. Warriors well on their way with Coach Corey Harrison's squad moving to 2-0 in area play. Skip pass to Haynes Kesey, had a wide open three, decided not to take it. Sydney Dunlap will take it, however, and she'll knock it down. Warriors taking a great opportunity from a good shot into a great shot. And Sydney Dunlap, her third three of the contest, continues to extend the lead for the Warriors. Left wing three, well too strong. Riley Fields will pick up the loose ball foul as the running clock here in this fourth quarter continues to tick down. Warriors lead 53-14. And now a hockey sub for Coach Corey Harrison. All five out, all five in. We'll get you the names for the Warriors that are in the contest here in just a moment. Tigers dribbling down their own baseline, trying to find somebody open. They finally do kick it out to the right corner. Now ball up to the right wing and at the top of the key. Good ball movement by the Tigers in that possession. Left-handed layup won't go. Offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity, no. And another tie-up. And now I can say it's confidently. After that jump ball, it is Warrior basketball. Stella Henderson has the ball on the near corner. She dribbles it to the free throw line now to Sutton Lewis. Thought about the three, decided not to take it. Jumper no good. Long rebound by the Tigers. And numbers for Dadeville if they decide to use it. They do, and to perfection, they run the floor. It's Martha Patterson gets on the board for the first time tonight. Warriors quick to bring the ball up the floor, but another turnover with 4 minutes to play. And the layup is up and good. 53-18 now. Lee Scott out in front with 4 minutes to play in the final period. Warriors unable to get anything going on the offensive end of the floor right now. Another turnover and another live ball turnover. Right wing three is too short. Off the front of the rim. Thought it went out of bounds, but it's saved by Lee Scott Academy. And number 13, trying to get the name right now. Ball now on the right wing. Three ball is no good. Warriors with the offensive rebound. And Kennedy Gilbert second chance opportunity won't go, and the Tigers will force a jump ball. There's going to be a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them here with 3:05 remaining in the final period. Warriors well on their way to moving to 2-0 in area play. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
.250 to play here in the fourth quarter. Warriors, as I mentioned before the break, well on their way to moving to 2-0 in area play to get the season started. Tigers are at the free throw line. And Janiyah Presley, first free throw off the side, or off, not off the side of the backboard, but off the right side of the backboard. Didn't touch anything else. Second free throw, no good as well. Sutton Lewis with the rebound. Warriors in transition, almost turn it over. Now they do. And another foul by the girls in blue. I believe they're going to get Stella Henderson on the reach in. .155 and counting left in this one. Warriors lead 53-18. A reminder, about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the girls' varsity game, the boys' varsity will be coming up right after. The boys look to move to 19-3 on the season, and again look to move to 2-0 in area play. We'll have that for you right after the conclusion of the varsity girls. 1:20 remaining here in this final quarter. Warriors continuing their pressure in the half court. A block by Sutton Lewis, and she takes it the other way. A three-on-three fast break. Sutton Lewis dribbling all the way down to the low block. Now kicks it back out here in the corner and knocked out of bounds. Right to me. I'll pull it up if I need to. The best bounce pass you'll see all night, folks. Right here in this near corner. Sutton Lewis with the three. I'll take credit for it. I'll take an assist right there. Sutton Lewis knocks down the three in the quarter. Warriors 56-18. Under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Russell, a nice Euro step, right-handed layup, well too strong. The Warriors with the rebound, almost turn it over on the fast break. But it remains with the Warriors, now down low. Left-handed layup won't go, and a fight for the rebound. It will go with the Tigers as it rolls out of bounds. Under 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. All the Warriors begin standing up. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and the final buzzer goes off here in the fourth quarter. Warriors are victorious. They move to 2-0 in area play as they defeat the Dadeville Tigers 56-18. When we come back, we'll get you wrapped up here with the varsity girls game, and we'll get you started in previewing the boys varsity game again as they look to move to 2-0 as well. But 56-18, a big time road win for the Warriors. I'll introduce you to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.